The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've an in for Pat. Now, if you are a golf fan, you will be glued this time next week to the 153rd Open Championship. It's returning to Royal Portrush just 6 years after it was last held there. Now, ahead of the Open, four previous Irish winners came together for a brand new Sky documentary about their own Open win. And it is quite extraordinary, the statistics relative to our population and even golf-playing population, that Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Pádraig Harrington and Darren Clark would all be Irish and have won this. Maybe it's Lynx Golf is suited to Irish golfers, but to celebrate this, the new documentary is called This is Open Country. It's available on Sky Sports Golf, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the programme Ross Whittaker, director of the documentary. Ross, tell us how it came about.
Yeah, well, I think it sort of was based on exactly what you're talking about. You know, the Open was coming to Royal Portrush, and we were reflecting, myself and my colleague Bob Caldwell, producer and editor of the film, we're kind of thinking, you know, it's pretty incredible what's happened with Ireland and the Open Championship. Not only are we having it now, second time on the island of Ireland in just 6 years, off, you know, the sort of the British courses and onto the Irish courses, but the fact that we've five wins, you know, four golfers, five wins in less than 20 years, almost no other country can say that. And why is that happening? That's what we were asking ourselves. And we said, well, maybe we should ask the guys who've done it and see if we bring it together into a documentary and hear it in their words about why it came about.
And one of the key breakthroughs was when Pádraig Harrington was the first man in 60 years, I think after Fred Daly, to win the Open Championship. Take a listen to Pádraig.
This part for the first Irishman to win the championship since Fred Daly 60 years ago.
It's there.
Pádraig Harrington has won the Open Championship.
It's crazy how slow time went that particular instance. There was a moment where I had to reflect, are we done now? We're done. Oh, yeah, okay, now we can celebrate.
That inspired us and encouraged us that we could follow in his footsteps and do the same things too.
And the champion golfer of the year is Pádraig Harrington.
Talk to us about Pádraig. He just won the, was it US Seniors Open? He has been really a steadfast rock for Irish golf over many decades.
You know, I think some people would argue that Pádraig Harrington may be our greatest sports person. To do what he did in a sport where we had none, you know, won nothing of the sort for 60 years and come out and win the Open. And then the next year come and win two more majors. I just think it's insane. And, you know, he was really the forerunner of all the other golfers from Ireland that have had success in major championships because they looked at him. He was their friend. He was the guy, you know, bring them for dinner when they first came out on tour and that kind of thing. And they knew that they could beat him in practice rounds and in certain tournaments along the way. So they thought, you know, if Pádraig can win it, so can I. But his journey to winning it was pretty astonishing because he knew he was a good golfer, but he actually completely remade his game to make it majors ready. You know, he completely remodeled his swing a few years earlier and said, you know, I'm going to try and reach for the very top. And then that plus the mental strength that he has led him all the way to three major championships in the end.
Yeah, I've met Pádraig a couple of times over the years. He really is intense in terms of his ethic, his work ethic, his practice ethic. You know, it's not an accident he's successful.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it was a very conscious decision by him. Like, he knew he had the short game. He's a brilliant chipper around the greens and so on and so forth. But in his own words, he says, I just wasn't a good enough ball striker, you know, hitting those long shots as perfectly as he wanted them to. So he went off and met a guy called Bob Torrance, who was a very famous and legendary coach. And they changed how he hit the ball, basically. And that was the beginning of it. But he's a really, really unique mind. I mean, sitting down to interview Pádraig Harrington is a huge experience in itself. Like, you ask him questions and you never know where the answer is going to go because he's such a bright guy and such a thoughtful guy. So it was a real pleasure to work with him. And hopefully that comes across in the documentary as well.
Now, Shane Lowry is a different beast insofar as that he won in 2019 and he won an Irish Open. But he's a country fella from Offaly, His father was a legendary winner of the year that stopped the Kerry five in a row. Let's take a listen to Lowry's big win.
Growing up in Offaly, you don't necessarily dream of winning a major championship, you dream of winning All-Ireland.
Dunn doesn't quite hold it, but Sean Lowry does.
I played team sports right up until I was like 17, 18. I think it helps build competitiveness. As I got older, I thought, you know, I could, you know, I'm good enough at golf.
A professional performance from the amateur. And Shane is the toast of the Emerald Isle.
To win your National Open as an amateur, not many people have done it. I was used to winning, though. I was playing amateur events on these links courses around Ireland, and I was comfortable there. I maybe didn't believe I was as good as I was when I was a kid, which made me kind of go at it a bit harder than other people and wanted a bit more.
There's a certain modesty to Shane and a kind of down-to-earthness. What do you think makes Shane Lowry stand apart?
I think the thing about Shane, and it actually kind of applies to all of them, is they're just massively competitive people. So, like, you've probably met Shane, and he's great company, and he's great fun, and he's full of brilliant stories and so on. But deep down, Shane and all of these guys that have got to the top are absolutely, like, competitive killers, I think. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be. I mean, golf is probably the hardest sport to win in. You see how rarely people, like, you know, Tiger Woods in his entire career, you know, lost way more tournaments than he ever won. So it's really, really hard to get to the top, and you have to have that inbuilt competitiveness. Maybe it comes a little bit from that family connection. Like, his dad and his uncles were all fantastic sports people, obviously in GAA. Interestingly, Padraig's father also played Intercounty, and so did Paul McGinley. So, like, there's a kind of heritage there in Gaelic games, you know, teamwork, hard work, and I suppose an innate sporting ability that all these guys have, and that definitely applies to Shane. But Shane, don't be kind of misrepresent Shane. Like, he's incredibly competitive, and, you know, he puts as much hard work into it as everyone else, even though I suppose he's, you know, maybe has a reputation for being such a fun and approachable guy. He's deep down, he's as competitive as anyone.
Now, Shane and Padraig are clearly from the Republic. Sometimes, you know, Darren and McIlroy can be attributed to being British and so on. And it's been a delicate issue. You remember for McIlroy at one stage, which country he'd nominate for. Tell us, how does the documentary deal with that?
No, it doesn't. I mean, see, I suppose when you come at it from the golfing point of view, all of these guys played for Ireland throughout their careers as juniors, you know, as in team events and so on and so forth. So it's a bit like rugby in terms of how sports play out. Like, if you play rugby and you play for Ireland, it's all 32 counties, and golf is like that too. So they're Irish golfers in that respect. And certainly I think that's how they see themselves. And one of the things that they talk about in the documentary, actually, which is quite interesting, is how important the kind of amateur circuit was to all of them. Even Rory in his teens, you know, he turned pro so young, but even in his teens, he would play, you know, the South of Ireland Championship every year, and the East of Ireland and the West of Ireland, and the Irish Closed Championship. And these were the kind of, and the amateur, like, these were kind of their majors when they were growing up. And they were very much in the Irish ecosystem and supported by the Irish coaching system for juniors and so on. So they've been in that system since they began. So in golfing terms, they're certainly Irish. Whatever passports they might have, I don't know. But in golfing terms, you know, when you're in the island of Ireland, you're representing Ireland.
I think there was a particular connection with Darren when his wife died and so on, that people really felt it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he talks about that in the film. It's actually very moving. And you look at Darren's career, you know, I think he's considered to be one of the most talented players in the world. And, you know, he elevated up to the very top of the game. I think he was number two in the world for a period of time. But if you look at what he won compared to maybe what a lot of people think his talent deserved, maybe there's a bit of a gap there. But you have to remember that for a period of his career, maybe his peak years, his wife was very ill, you know, and sadly, in the end, she died from breast cancer. And that must have, that put a huge hole in his life, you know. And he came back from that ultimately. And one of his wife's parting wishes was for him to go and play the Ryder Cup that year, which he did. And he inspired the entire team. And then a couple of years later, won that major kind of in the autumn of his career that his, you know, his ability so richly deserved. So, you know, obviously that must have been an incredibly hard time. And if you look at his record, maybe that was a bit of an influence. But I think everyone's really happy that he got there in the end.
Okay, he won in 2011, which brings us on finally to Rory McIlroy. I think if you're objectively leaving the Irishness out of it and just looking at prize money and rankings, Rory has won it 5 times, the Open. He probably is in the kind of lifetime achievers out on his own. Would that be fair to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you meant 5 majors. So he's done the Grand Slam. Yeah. He's done the Grand Slam. And I think only six people have only ever done that in the history of the entire sport. So I think maybe sometimes we suffer from a bit of proximity with Rory to not realize what he's actually achieved. You know, I think he said Ernie Els came up to him after and said, you know, how do you feel to be one of the 6 greatest people to ever play this game? You know, I mean, it's really astonishing what he's achieved. And I think anyone that watched the Masters, which seems to be almost everyone, couldn't but be moved by what happened in that last round. It was one of the most incredible sporting spectacles we've ever seen. So
that last hole, you know, it was unbelievable.
I mean, unbelievable.
Just tell me, I'm a Sky Sports, I think it's 405 or something, the Golf Channel on my Sky Sports. Just tell me, how do I access this? Do I have to go on the player, or what way does it work? No. Is it going out at a certain time?
It is, it's actually going out a few times next week around the Open. So on the 15th and the 16th and the 19th and the 21st, it'll be broadcast. And then after that, it'll also be on the player. So it should be easy enough for people to find. And look, it's a real celebration of Irish golf. All the greatest kind of golf moments are in there, the most beautiful courses. For us, it was a pleasure to make this. And it's kind of all in there for people to enjoy.
And it's a great prelude to the Open itself, which starts early next Thursday morning. My thanks to director Ross Whittaker. I'll certainly be watching it. This is Open Country, available on Sky Sports now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.